Hello and welcome back to Coffee and Catechism, a regular podcast on the Catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I am but your amateur catechist. Maybe I should re-record that, or should I just leave that? Your amateur catechist, Richard Reeve. This is a production of Amateur Anglican. I'm going to leave it because I'm stumbling over my words this morning. So this will be released on January the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2023, Collect of the Day, Charles, King and Martyr, 1649. Almighty God, you gave your servant Charles boldness to confess the name of our Savior Jesus Christ before the rulers of this world, and courage to die for this faith. Grant that we may always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us, and to suffer gladly for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, this one's going to be a short one, since we're just doing question 193. So we've entered a new section, the forgiveness of our sins, a fifth petition, and forgive us our trespasses. So question 193, what is the fifth petition? The fifth petition is, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. The main scriptural reference is Matthew, Gospel of our Lord according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 12, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. That's from the ESV. And Luke 11:4, and forgive us our sins as we forgive anyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So ESV, translated as debts, debtors, and curiously, I couldn't find a translation that is of any note. Obscure Phillips something or other uses trespasses. So I'm guessing trespasses is a much older rendition. It even predates the King James Version. So, because I looked up the King James. So this idea of debts, trespasses, the sins as it is in the Gospel according to Saint Luke. So forgive us. So what is the fifth petition? The fifth petition is forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now that's a subordinate clause there, as we forgive. So that first, forgive us our trespasses, is hinging upon us forgiving others. So let's look at what Chrysostom has to say about it, as I am prone to do. Or my proclivity is to turn to John Chrysostom. So, this prayer for forgiveness belongs to believers, for the uninitiated could not call God Father. We discover forgiveness within the nurturing pedagogy of the Church. If then the prayer belongs to believers and they pray, entreating that sins may be forgiven them, it is clear that even after baptism, the profit of repentance is not taken away. If he had not meant to signify this, why would he have instructed us to pray for forgiveness? He asks us to bring our sins to remembrance. Sorry, I lost my place. How did I lose it so badly? Is meant to signify. Oh, he asks us. There it is. I'm sorry. He asks. I could edit this out, but so it's probably gonna be a very short podcast anyway. He asks us to bring our sins to remembrance and ask for forgiveness, and he teaches us how to obtain remission. He makes the way uncomplicated. By this rule of supplication, it is clear that it is possible, even after the font of baptism, that our offenses may still be washed away. He thereby persuades us to be modest, commands us to forgive others, sets us free from vengeful obsessions, promises pardon, and holds before us good hopes and a high view of the unspeakable mercy of God. Here ends the reading. I feel like I should have like, that's, there's a podcast, The Unspeakable Mercy of God. Unspeakable. I mean, just overflows with that. As we talked about in the previous podcast, this idea of the good and gracious Father, right? Here's again, the good God nurturing us. You know, forgive others, and I'll forgive you. Forgive others, I forgive you. Forgive this cycle of forgiveness. Let it go. Forgive, forgive, forgive. You want me to forgive you? Forgive others. You know, think of Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's letting it all go. He lets it go. He gives them forgiveness. This life of the Christian, the way, as it was once called before we started being called Christians, the Christian way, I guess maybe to join the two together, the Christian way is this way of forgiveness, of mercy, because we have been shown mercy. We show mercy. Show mercy that you may receive more mercy. Give grace that you may receive more grace. Give love that you may receive more love. Be loved so that you love others. It's just this in cycle, you know, and it's of course a representation. It's a living out of the interdwellingness of the Godhead. All three members of the Godhead know each other. And there's this continual exchange of love between all the within the Trinity, there's a constant exchange of love. Love being the divine virtue, right? So, of course, this is just an intro into the following questions, which starts talking about what are trespasses. Do you sin against God's law? What is God's forgiveness? On what basis do you ask for forgiveness? Does God forgive your sins? So several questions to build upon this, but I think it's important. I know it's important that we simply just talk about that loving nature of our Father. This is because He loves us. He tells us these things because He loves us. In His love, He tells us how love is accomplished. So, and that's a wrap on this one. Forgive us our trespasses. So forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Thank you for listening again. AmateurAnglican@gmail.com. AmateurAnglican@gmail.com. There's a link on there if you'd like to give to the podcast. I'd appreciate that. Help maybe defray some costs, possible future projects, freeing up resources from other things so that I have time to do this. If you like me doing this, I guess that presupposes. But if you're listening, I guess you might like it. Anyway, so thanks for listening. Gotta have a prayer. You know what? Let's just end with Chrysostom's. It's always good. It's sort of one of the great, beautiful things about the prayer book is that ending of this prayer from St. John Chrysostom. Almighty God, you've given us grace this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and the age to come, life everlasting.